What if something happens? I am so tired of hearing these words. I've been involved with coordinating an overnight warming center at our church for individuals who are unhoused. Our goal was to give a warm place for people to sleep when it was dangerously cold. When you open your door to individuals who are unhoused, those who are part of that larger group called the homeless, you stop seeing a faceless mass. You see individuals with names and stories. They become friends, community, or family. Now that the nights are getting warmer, we closed. Some of us volunteers have been involved with finding them new places to hide. We purchased tents and sleeping bags. But then the question became where they could erect the tents. One way is private property. However, when we asked, we were met with the wall of what if. What if something happens? What if something happens? Four words of fear. Once we go down the what-if path, we are lost. Meanwhile, something is happening. 12 individuals are hiding out on the outskirts of our city. I have been accused of having a big heart. My heart is really the same size as anyone else's. The only difference is that there are those who let what-if something happens stop them, and those who ask, but what if nothing happens? Then what happens to those left out in the dark woods of an uncaring community? I am Dan Kenny. This is my perspective.